Hey y'all, hey! Welcome in to She Shed Chronicles. I'm Nikki, your guide here in the She Shed, as we explore topics important to women of color, recap your favorite TV shows and the latest movies, and oh yeah, let's not forget about our virtual book club. Come on in to the She Shed, kick off your shoes, grab your favorite beverage, and take a well-deserved break. Let's get this party started. Welcome to our inaugural episode of She Shed Chronicles. Watch out, y'all. She's using her big words today. I just want to use this episode to share with you all how She Shed Chronicles came to be. Who is the podcast for? What you all can anticipate from the podcast, what my vision is, as well as just share a little bit about myself. So let's just jump right in. Y'all, I cannot say how excited I am to be here because this podcast has been in the making a couple of years. And I recently had some major life changes. I am sure you all will learn what those life changes were right here on the pod. Because of those life changes, it left me with no more excuses for putting it off. So here I am. What's funny about the birth of this podcast to me is when I went to Amazon to research some of the equipment that I would need for the podcast, that was over a year ago. It was, as a matter of fact, my list in Amazon I made in March of 2023. And I had done tons of research on the products I would need. And guess what? By the time I went to research this year, I forgot I had done all that research. When I went back to take a look at my list, my mind was blown. I had done so much work and then was at a standstill. Didn't do anything with it. Now, I want to share how I came up with the name She Shed Chronicles. Well, I have a She Shed. The story of how this She Shed came about is remarkable. I'm just going to give you all a condensed version of how the She Shed came to be. March 2022, signed a contract on a home, and the home, by chance, had a She Shed. I wasn't looking for a She Shed, didn't need a She Shed. The number of bedrooms in the home would have been sufficient for me. I didn't need additional space, but it just had a She Shed. From what I gathered, the people who lived here before used the She Shed as like a yoga meditation area because it was all complete. It had floors, it was painted, it had lighting. Everything. I signed contract on the house. And y'all, guess what happens 2 weeks later? 2 weeks later, I get a call from my boss's boss. And she says, Karen, that's my government name, y'all. Karen, your job is being eliminated. And effective tomorrow, you'll be in a new role. What? I just signed a contract on this house. Oh, wait, let me go back. So I'm going to be in a new role, right? But I didn't tell y'all the role is temporary. Okay. So this role was temporary. It was slated to be from March 22 to March 23. I just signed a contract on this house and I'm not going to have a job in a year. I thought about it for a few days and I was just like, you know what? I need a place to live. If you continue paying rent, you all know the rent consistently goes up significantly, especially in the housing market here in the Dallas area. I'm in Dallas, Texas area. I go ahead, I continue on with the contract. It is time to close on the home. And guess what? The day before closing, I get a call from the realtor. We're not closing because one of the owners is refusing to sign. I know, right? At this point, I'm unbothered. Number one, I'm still trying to deal with the fact that these people done put me in a new position that I don't understand why. I've never worked in that position before. So I'm still dealing with that. And then along with this house stuff, I'm just like, I'm done. So I didn't do anything about it. I continued with the contract. The current owners who were ready to sign, they just encouraged me to stay with it. They were going to court to force the other owner to sign. Blase, blase. I think maybe a month went by, still no word on the closing date. And I'm like, okay, I'm ready to do something different. And you all, they started making the deal even better. If you all remember in 2022, it was like tough to get a home in the Dallas. I'm just speaking from the Dallas area. Could have been everywhere, but in the Dallas area, it was tough to get a contract on a home because once a home was listed, 50 million people put in offers. So they sweetened the deal so sweet that I couldn't resist. I was like, okay, so if it's less money coming out of my pocket, I am open to this. I said all of that to say, when I finally closed on the home in July of 2022, I didn't have a clue as to what I would be doing in the she shed. I thought about making it an office because at that time I was working solely from home. So I thought it could be a great office. But guess what? It turned out to be a place for all the things. All the things that I couldn't find a place for in the house, I just put in the she shed. So it just became a big closet of stuff, right? Didn't do anything with the she shed for, not until January of this year. So just about 18 months, I've been in this house, didn't do anything with the she shed. Finally said, I am going to do this podcast. And guess what? The she shed is going to be my studio. And I don't know about I don't know what you all think about this whole situation, losing the job, getting a contract on the house, not closing on the house. The deal was sweetened. It's a she shed. All of that stuff. I would really like to know what you all think about it. I know what my opinion about it is. I want to know what you all think about how all of these things happen. I have to tell you, when they were happening, I was not happy. I was just so sad. I was depressed. I was angry. I had so many different feelings going on. So as you all can see, I do not have problems with talking. So you can rest assured the episodes will be filled with lots of talking. I am a talker. So that's how the She Shed came to be. It is now going to be my studio. And you all heard that it's going to be. I'm going to be transparent with you all. I'm starting out with transparency, all right? As of this moment, I am not recording in the She Shed. The reason why I'm not recording in the She Shed is because the She Shed isn't ready. It doesn't have all of the things that I need in order to record. I know you're probably thinking, just take the stuff you have in your house out to the She Shed. Yeah, I could do that. But you all know, I want to make it different. I want to make it pretty. And you all can go on TikTok at She Shed Chronicles Pod, and you can see the journey of the She Shed. I do anticipate being in the She Shed pretty soon, but right now I am just recording in the comfort of my home. That's the journey of the She Shed. That's the journey of how this podcast came to be. And I must say this too. I could have waited to drop the podcast when the She Shed was finished, but I didn't want to do that. That would just be another excuse. There is no reason that I have to wait to drop the podcast or re-record the podcast in the She Shed. I was not going to make that an excuse. I had made excuses so many other times. I didn't want to have that excuse out there. If you are wanting to do something and you're saying, oh, I'm gonna wait until the fall when it's cooler, or oh, I am going to wait until I lose 10 pounds, oh, I am going to wait until my son is out of school, stop. Do what you have burning on the inside. Go ahead and do that now. Don't wait. That brings me to, who is this podcast for? I want to encourage women of all ages to listen to the podcast, because we are going to be dropping knowledge. And the knowledge that we are dropping is not only going to be good for women who may be in their 40s or 50s, but it will also be good for our young ladies that are out there, the 20-somethings to 30-somethings. Guess what? We have stuff to share with you all that you all need to hear. So that some things that Nikki went through, perhaps you can prevent from going through. The She Shed is for everyone. I anticipate that our largest group of listeners will be women of color, 40 years and up. They are bosses in the workplace. And their bosses at home. They don't have a lot of time, so this is a great outlet for them to be able to connect with like-minded women. Let's talk about the different segments that we are going to have within our podcast. Typically, when I drop an episode, it will be made up of different segments. For example, we may have a segment on a TV recap. Maybe it's several TV shows I'll be doing a recap for. Maybe a new movie came out and I want to share my thoughts on that movie or do a movie review. Another segment is going to be around our virtual book club. And you all, I think I am most excited about our virtual book club. I cannot wait to jump into our first selection so that we can read together. We are also going to have some culture conversations and talk about those things that are near and dear to our hearts. Rest assured that in addition to that entertainment side of the podcast, we will also take time and talk about other things as well. Another segment that I am super excited about is going to be titled, Girl, Get Your Money Straight. Let me share how I came up with this segment. In the Dallas area, back in the 90s, I can't remember what portion of the 90s, I'm thinking mid to late 90s, there used to be a revival, church revival, called the Bishop Five. And these five pastors all went to Bishop College and they would come together on an annual basis, put on this revival to raise money for the school. One of the pastors who was part of the Bishop Five is Frederick D. Haynes III. He is pastor of Friendship West Church here in Dallas, Texas. One of these times that he was there at the Bishop Five Revival, he had a sermon titled, Girl, Get Your Money Straight. And that has stayed in my head all of these years. Now, I cannot tell you all exactly what the sermon was all about, but what I do remember, it was around Proverbs 31. Needless to say, it was very impressionable. It was a great sermon. So, Girl, Get Your Money Straight is going to be one of our segments. Another segment is, what? And I'm going to be honest, I'm not sure where that's going to go. I don't know if it's going to be funny, serious, I don't know, but this is what I will share about this segment. This was something that came about early 2000s. I was in a Marshall's. I just remember vividly this young lady who had a toddler with her. Toddler, maybe it was a little girl, maybe 2 or 3 years old, and the toddler was in the buggy, and the mom was decked out, hair done, nails done, everything did. Yeah, looking good, looking put together. And the toddler was just a mess. One shoe on, dirty face, dirty clothes. And I can just remember thinking in my head, oh, what? Like, what is going on? I wanted to actually walk up to her and be like, oh, what? What's going on? But I decided against that because that could have ended badly. And this what has continuously been in my head. Like, I have, you know, thought about what if I went around with my phone and recorded people? Like, when I see something that makes me go, oh, what? What would happen if I just pulled out my phone, started recording and talking to whoever it was that made me react in that way? But once again, I'm not that bold to do that because you don't know where people are, right? And it's not the safest thing to do. So guess what? I think this is a great forum to talk about those things that make you go, what? And as a matter of fact, you all should go to She Shed Chronicles Pod on any of our social media platforms and share with us what makes you go, what? Let me make sure we got those segments down. TV, movies, books, culture conversations, girl, get your money straight, what? Yep. Those are the segments that you all can expect to hear. Now, every segment will not be part of every episode. Not at this point. I anticipate going forward our episodes to be anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes. And that's what you all can expect. Now, let's talk about going forward. I want this podcast to be our podcast. I want your input on what you would like to see more of, less of. I want your input. I want you all to be welcome in to the She Shed as well. The plan is to have folks from our She Shed Chronicles community to join me in the She Shed to talk about all of our different segments, the TV shows, the movies, books, what? And girl, get your money straight. I want to involve you all. Be sure to have your voice heard. I want to hear from you. If you have a desire to come on the podcast because you have something to share and you think it would be great for folks to hear, let me know. Something else that's exciting I want to share is that we are going to have merch, y'all. We will have She Shed Chronicles Pod t-shirts that will be available for you all to purchase. Details for that merch will be coming soon. So to make sure you are in the know, make sure to follow She Shed Chronicles Pod on your favorite social media platform. You all will hear at the end of each episode, I will say hope, love, faith, and peace. And that was something that brought me comfort right after I decided I needed a divorce. So just hope and knowing I would get through, love would come again, faith in myself and in God, as well as peace. Peace was really important. It has been amazing today sharing with you all what you can expect from She Shed Chronicles Pod and who this podcast is for. I am so excited you have decided to come along this journey with me, and I can't wait to see what the journey brings for us. You all can meet me here in the She Shed every Friday, and we'll connect then. Talk to you soon. Wait, before you go, I want to say thanks for hanging out with me today. You didn't have to, but you did. Oh, by the way, are you about to go on social media? Fabo, can you please do me an itsy bitsy favor? Share this episode on your social media. If not, please do so the next time you log on. And while you're there, be sure to follow She Shed Chronicles Pod on all platforms. Until next time, may you continue to have hope, love, faith, and peace.